आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
अंधत्व ब्लाइंडनेस, मंदत्व डलनेस, पटुत्व शार्पनेस, देन सौगुण्य वैगुण्य फिटनेस एंड डिफेक्टिवनेस, दी ऑल रिलेट टू द चक्षु, द धर्म ऑफ चक्षु। बाधीर्य मुखत्वम मुखास्तथैव श्रोत्रादि धर्मा न तु वेत्तु आत्मनः। बाधीर्य डेपनेस मुखत्व डमनेस एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा, दे आर ऑल पर्टेनिंग टू द ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन और एक्शन, बट न तू वेत आत्मना, दे डोंट रिलेट टू आत्मन। वी ऑलवेज रिलेट टू आत्मन। आप कौन है? मैं तो अंधा हूं, सूरदास हूं। अरे मैं सूरदास नहीं, योर चक्षु इज सूरदास, मैं आत्मन इज नेवर सूरदास। Then functions of the prana was said in 102, verse number 102, Uchvasa Nishvasa Vijanvana Chut Praspanda Praspanda Adi Utkarmadika Kriya Pranadikarmani Vadanti Tatya Pranasya Dharma Asana Pipase. What is the dharma of prana? So it was said, Uchvasa, inhaling, exhaling, then Vijanvana, yawning, then was said, Chut, chut means sneezing, Then after that, Praspandan secretion, different juices come out of our different organs, like gallbladder, liver, different juices come, secretion. Then Utkarmanadika Kriya, and for taking out this subtle body, when the jiva goes out of this body, then the Udan Vayu, that also is also function of prana. That Udan Vayu propels the subtle body from this gross body and takes it to the another body. Pranadi Karmani Vadanti Tadagya. Who say this thing? These are all the dharma of the prana. Vadanti, say, Tadagya, those who are the specialist in prana. So not only in the medical science you get the specialist. We have got the specialist in prana also. So specialist in the prana, they say about this thing. And another one more function, pranasya dharma asana pipase. One more dharma of prana is when the prana is functioning, then you will have hunger and thirst. If the prana is not there, no hunger, no thirst. The dead body never asks for any food. So long the prana is there, there will be hunger and thirst. Now comes the ego. Ego is discussed in verse number 109. Antakarnametesu chachuradisu varsmani ahamitya abhimanena tishtita abhas tejasa. What is this ahankar? Abhas tejasa. It's just an appearance, that's all. It's not really there. We discussed in our last session and proved that it is not really there. Whole antakaran is a fraud. But we give the reality. So therefore we suffer and enjoy. But ahankar is not there. Truly speaking, mind is not there. Antakaran maitesu chachuradisi varsmani. This antakaran goes out with the chakshuadi, with the organs of perception, it goes out. And then ahamiti agmanina tishtati. Then as a doer, aham, I am the doer. That way it stays in us. But what is this? Abhas tejasa. Abhas means it's a reflection, it's only an appearance. Tejasa, that's all. It is a reflection of the consciousness, it's not really there. Abhas tejasa. Ahankarasa vigyaya karta bhokta abhimaneyam sattvadi guniyogena cha avastata traya masundi. In avastha traya, what are the avastha traya? Jagrat, svapna and susupti. And during all this, the sattva, rajas and tama, especially you will be able to understand the sattva, rajas, tama guna, they change their proportions. Early in the morning you are sattvic. At this point of time you are doing satsang, so you all are sattvic guna. The moment you go out of the satsang, you become rajasic, dudh gahan. We have to get the milk, bread, this, that, you become rajasic. And by the end of the day, you become tamasic. You don't want to do anything. You want to rest now, tamasic. So it continuously goes up and down, sattva guna. So ahankarasa vigyaya karta bhokta abhimanyam. When this ahankar is identified with the cross body, it becomes karta and bhokta. Karta and bhokta it becomes. And satadi guna yogena cha avasthatraya asmuti. It enjoy avasthatraya. Avasthatraya jagre svapna and susuti. Enjoy with sattva rajas and tamas guna. So these changes, we saw the some examples also in our last session. Now, undefined.
Vishayanamanukulle Sukhi-dukhi-viparyaye Sukham-dukham-cha-tad-dharmah Sadanandasya-nātmanah Sadānandasya nātmanah Viṣayānāmānukulle Sukhi dukhi viparyaye Sukham dukham cha tad dharmah sadanandasya natmanah.
Simple word we have seen many times, they say. Vishyanam anukulle sukhi. Vishyanam anukulle. If I get a thing which I desire, a situation which is conducive for me, then what we get? We get sukh. What is sukh? Whatever I desire, situation, position, and if it is fulfilled, then I get sukh. And dukhi viparjay. Dukhi viparjay. If it is not fulfilled, I don't like this person, but he is coming. So I become dukhi. I desire something. I desire that my friend should visit me, but friend has not come. Dukhi. Viparjaye dukhi. You see, if I announce today that on the 14th of May there is no class, you all will be very happy. Sunday, chutti mili, we will be able to sleep. But if I tell you something more, on the 14th is the Mother's Day, so you all come to the Badri, you don't have to cook food. There are varieties of stalls. I understand 15-20 types of stalls will be there. Food will be served. You will be more happy. You don't have to cook also. You can sleep up late. In our Vedant course, there used to be 6 classes per day, starting in the morning at 5 a.m. and ending at 8 p.m. And all brahmacharis are supposed to attend all the classes 365 days a year for 2 years. No chutti. And if sometimes Acharya announces tomorrow there will be no class, you're very happy. But after some time he said, no, tomorrow there will be only Vedant class, but visiting Acharya is coming. Ho gayi chutti. Even in the students also in the school, you will find when the teacher is absent, students are very happy. Suppose I tell you, you got a lottery ticket, you will be very happy. And then after that I tell you, this is a false news. You become dukhi. You see? Within a moment you become sukhi and you become dukhi. So who is experiencing this? So it is said, sukham dukham cha tad dharma. Tad dharma means we are discussing about the ego. So who is suffering, who is enjoying? It is the ego which is suffering and enjoying. Sadanandasya na atmana. But not the Atman. And how is that? One decision is given for Atman. Sada ananda, always ananda. So Atman never experiences any sukh or dukh. Who is experiencing sukh and dukh? Ego is experiencing. Where is this ego? It is in our antakaran. So all the sukh and dukh are experienced in antakaran, in the mind. Very good. Now, can you prove that the nature of the Atman is blissful? Shankaracharya said, sadananda, sadananda. This is very important verse for us, and we will see in detail. I am not going to add even a single word to what Gurudev has said. It is so beautifully written. So I will read verbatim and I will explain also.
Atmarthatvena hi preyan. Atmarthatvena hi preyan. Vishayo na svata priyah. Vishayo na svata priyah. Svata eva hi sarvesham. स्वतैव हि सर्वेषाम् आत्मा प्रियतमो यतः ततयात्मा सदानन्दः नास्य दुःखं कदाचन आत्मार्थत्वेन हि प्रेयान् विषयो न स्वतः प्रियः स्वत एव हि सर्वेषाम् आत्मा प्रियतमो यतः ततयात्मा सदानन्दः नास्य दुःखं कदाचन.
लास्ट् लाइन् ततः आत्मा सदानन्द देयरफोर द कन्क्लूजन् इस् इन् द फस्ट् टू लाइन् इस् Shankaracharya is giving the reason why Atman is Sadananda. In the third line he says, Tataha, therefore, Atma Sadananda, Atma is always blissful, Sadananda. Na asya dukkham kadachana. This Atma has got no dukkha. It never experiences any dukkha. And many times I have said, Atman is Satchit Ananda. If Dukkha is there, then we have to change the name Satchit Ananda. We have to say Satchit Dukkha. But we never say that. Atma is Satchit Ananda. Atmartattvena hi priyan visayo na svatah priya. Atmartattvena, because of self. He means only. Priyan, pleasure giving. Visayah, sense objects. Na svatapriya means these sense objects don't have any joy content. Na svatapriya. Svata eva hi sarvesham. Svata by itself. Eva hi means verily. Sarvesham of all. Atma priyatamo yataha. Atma is the most blissful. Priyatama. One is priya, priyatara, priyatama. Superlative. There is nothing more superior than Atman. Priyatara, yataha. Gurudev writes, sense objects are pleasure giving only because of the self which manifests through them and not independently. In other words, sense objects have got no joy content in it. For the self is by very nature the most beloved of all. The self therefore is ever blissful and can never suffer any grief or misery. The sense objects of the world are pleasurable, no doubt, but only when they are illumined by Atman, the light. Things are pleasurable only when I am alive. If I am not there, whole world is not there. There is no joy or sorrow. If I am dead, nothing is pleasurable. A thing is itself has no joy. Those who have studied Kindle life, they know it very well. That the objects of the world has got no joy at all. The happiness that we seem to gain from the object outside is in fact due to the nature of the Atman, which is happiness itself. The only source of happiness is your Atman. Only source. We superimpose that happiness on the objects of the world and think that the object, person, being is giving me happiness. Objects have got no happiness. The most enjoyable thing in every one of us is our own Atman. The most enjoyable thing. Now Gurudev is giving an example. A man learning that his house is on the fire runs to the house. when he comes to know that his only child is sleeping inside the house, he announces a large cash award for whoever will go and bring the child out to safety. When there is no response, he increases the sum of his award, and at last he offers all his wealth for his child. But he himself does not risk the blazing fire and burning rafters to bring the child out. This is because he loves himself more than anything else, his wealth and even his own child. A Mahatma explained me this verse in this way. He said he has practically seen this thing. You see, there was a flood in his village. Water was rising, and on a tree there was a monkey and a baby. When the water started rising, the monkey started jumping from the lower branch to the upper branch, and came up to the top branch. When the water reached at that level, the sea monkey, the mother monkey, threw that baby into the water and sat on it. So whatever is written here is true. Then say, the wife is dear to a man not for the sake of the wife, but for the sake of the self, for the sake of the self, for the Atman. And this line Gurudev has taken from Vridharananda Upanishad, which says, Saha Uvacha, this is a dialogue going in between Yajnavalk and Maitreya. Yajnavalk is a realized person, and now he wants to take a Vidvat Sannyas, he wants to go away and he wants to distribute his wealth among his wives. And Maitri is asking, you must have got something much more precious and superior than this, that you want to give up everything to us. He said yes.
Maitri's wife.
So at that time he says, Saho vacha navare patyu kamaya pati priyo bhavati atmanastu kamaya pati priyo bhavati. The same thing which Gurudev has said, the wife is dear to a man not for the sake of wife, but for the sake of the self. And in this Upanishad, then he said, many, many other, son is also dear to me for my sake only. I love my son not for the sake of the son, for my sake. Similarly, Brahman, Kshatriya, Devata, beings, and in the last that mantra we say, Navare sarvasya kamaya sarvam priyam bhavat atmanastu kamaya sarvam priya bhavati atma. Therefore he says, Atma, va, you have must have heard this line many, many times. This is from the Vridharananda Upanishad. Therefore, Atma va are drashtabhya srotabhyo mantabhyo nididhyasitabhyo Maitriya. So therefore, you should also know that Atma should be drashtabhya. Drashtabhya means not seeing. You can't see the Atman. You must know Atman. This is the goal of our life. You must know the Atman within this life. Bhav srotabhyo. You should listen to the Shrutis, come to the satsang and listen. Shankaracharya or the Upanishad is not saying patitabhya. You should read. No. If you try to read yourself, you will be the most confused person in this world. Because this is in the mystic language. Somebody must tell you the meaning of this word is this here. You try to learn yourself, you may get 10%, 20%, 15% according to your intellectual level. Otherwise, the scheme is Srotabhya. There is no other way out.
Srotabhya, the best way is Srotabhya, and after that Mantabhya. Mantabhya means whatever we have heard, we think we are all intelligent people, all our Rishi Munis, they are fools, what they ever said is not correct, my intellect is not ready to accept it. Upanishad says Mantabhya, reflect on it. You will come to know whatever is said by the Rishi and the scripture is true, 100% true. I may not be able to understand now, but if I reflect on it, I can make my knowledge doubt-free. To make the knowledge doubt-free, the reflection is needed. Only Shravan is not sufficient. If your adhikari is very uttam, if you are well qualified, then Shravan Matrena Jnanam Bhavati. Knowledge will happen only on Shravan itself. No manan required, no nididhyasana. What is nididhyasana? Nididhyasana is thinking about that again and again, about the Brahman, the same flow of the thought. If you want to verify, in Vedanta we don't give any importance to Dhyanam. If you want to verify, you go and verify whether Sachidananda is already with you or not. Otherwise, Shravan Matrena Jnanam Bhavati. Do reflect on it. If you still want to verify, you verify. You see, even after Shravan, we must have said 1,000 times that you all are Brahman. But we don't accept. Why? Intellect. Don't accept Brahman. Reflect on him again and again, again and again. You will come to know that whatever he said, Aham Brahmasmi, is correct statement. It's not wrong. After that also there is a Jeev Bhava, I am Jeeva. I am this body. This is Viparit Bhavana. This Viparit Bhavana will end when you do the Nididhyasana. Then you come to know, you are not body. You are Satchidananda. Man loves himself only. His attitude universally is, so long as you contribute to my happiness, I love you. Gurudev is saying, so long. As you contribute to my happiness, I love you. When a father chides his son and asks him to get out of his house, he only means to say, you are bringing more sorrow to me. Therefore, I do not want you in the house. Why is he throwing out the son out of the house? Happiness. The Atman at all times is indeed blissful, Sadananda. Never is there any sorrow in the self. When I have a vasana for smoking, the agitation created in my mind due to that vasana are temporarily quietened by smoking, and therefore I say, I feel happy when I smoke. I foolishly consider that the happiness is in the cigarette, and I run after such objects of pleasure in order to repeat the experience of happiness. A dog gnawing at the bone enjoys it more and more, not because there is any meat on it. It is because the sharp ends of the bone scratching its lips, tongue and inner mouth draw out its own blood. The dog sucks it and feels that the enjoyment is in the bone. Thereafter, its mouth gets lacerated and it cannot eat for days together. Again, a camel often runs after a kind of thorny grass. The sharp grass cuts the mouth of the camel and it enjoys its own blood. The result is that its mouth gets scratched and it cannot eat for months afterward. That is why the drivers prevent the camels from the running after this particular kind of desert grass. We also do the same thing.
You also run after the sense objects. Similarly, the human mind runs after the sense objects like the dog after the dry bone. In fact, the joy content is not in the object. Again and again, Gurudev is saying, the scriptures are saying, there is no joy in the objects of the world. There is no joy in the beings and the persons. It is your joy, your happiness, you are superimposing on others. In fact, the joy content is not in the object. It is the consciousness, the Atman, the pure bliss of the self arising in us when the object is acquired and the mental agitation of that object ceases. You may consider a thing to be pleasant, but if it does not bring me an expansion of myself, I would not consider it so. In the Kindle life we have studied, if the objects of the world has got happiness, then they have to fulfill two things, two conditions. If first Rasagulla is giving me 2 units of happiness, then the 50th Rasagulla should also give me 2 units of happiness. But instead of giving me 2 units of happiness, it gives me 20 units of sorrow because I start vomiting. If really that joy is there in the object, then the 50th Rasagulla should also give me joy. But it is not that. And second is, if really it has got the joy content, then it should give joy to each and every being. That also is not there. Somebody may like the smoke, others may hate it. So therefore the cigarette has got no joy content. So why are we not experiencing this joy? If this Sadananda is always with us, it is guaranteed that all of us got that Sadananda self. Why are we not experiencing it? Gurudev writes, this great joy of self is not readily available because of the mental agitation at all times. From the moment we are awake, agitation starts, the thought starts coming. Agitations. These become as it were a wall between the happiness which is inherent in the self and the world outside. This is the wall. Your thoughts are your wall. That obstructs our happiness. The acquisition of a desired object and the disturbances created by the desire and the light of consciousness beams out from the behind the mind. So when you desire anything, ice cream, what happens? The mind is agitated at that time. The moment you get the ice cream, the agitation ends. The moment the agitation ends, you feel happiness. But you think ice cream gave you the happiness. It is not the ice cream. Now if you learn the art of how to make your mind quiet, then you can be happy even without objects of the world. You can be happy without the objects of the world. In our lack of discrimination, we understand the joy is in the object secured. In fact, the joy is not in the object at all. There is not an iota of joy in this objects of the world. But it makes me joyful if it brings me a contact with myself. That object just only quietens the agitation in mind, that's all. It is only because of the Atman, the self, that each one of us ekes out for himself the maximum joy. So the fountainhead of the only source of joy in this world is Atman. And we have to find out that Atman. It is with us. The Shastra or Guru is not going to give you, oh, now you have attended 100 lectures, now your reward is to take this Atman. No, that is already with you. The Shastra and Guru will tell you how to reach that place. And if you follow, you will get it. Universally, everybody wants joy, but nobody seems to know where exactly is the source of happiness. Everybody wants sukh, all beings, not human beings, all beings want sukh, but we don't know where actually it is. Hence, everyone runs after sense objects. Here the teacher is asking us to pause for a moment and to reflect upon the location of the fountainhead of joy. Indeed, the Atman is the nature of bliss and beatitude, and there is not even a trace of sorrow ever to veil the face of the Atman. Now, batao, after this commentary, can any teacher add something to it? No. Now, another verse to prove that Anand is already with you is the next verse.
Yat sushupto nirvishayah Atmanando nubhuyate Atmanando nubhuyate Shruti pratyakshamaitiyam Shruti pratyakshamaitiyam Anumanam cha jagrati Anumanam cha jagrati Yat sushupto nirvishayah Atmanando nubhuyate Shruti pratyakshamaitiyam Anumanam cha jagrati
Yat susupto nirvishaya. So one of the state is susupti, deep sleep. And we all experience deep sleep every day. Yat susupto nirvishaya. There is no vishaya. There is no object, no person, no being. Nothing is there. But Atma Ananda anubhuyate. But we experience Atma Ananda there in deep sleep. In deep sleep, we experience Atmananda. Before sleep, I was miserable. After the sleep, again I become miserable. But during the sleep time, during the deep sleep, I enjoy that happiness. That proves where is that happiness. Who is giving you that happiness? At that time, there is no agitation of mind. There are no thoughts there. Is the agitation of mind which gives you sorrow. No thoughts there, you experience sukh at that time. Is it not that your experience? In deep sleep we all experience. Now the question comes, why don't I experience in the deep sleep itself? Bata, in the morning when we wake up, we all say, we experience sukh in the deep sleep. Why could not we experience in the deep sleep itself? Because all the instruments for expressing it at that time were not available. Mind and intellect and organs of perception and action all were shut at that time. How do you experience sukh and dukh? In the earlier verse it was said, it's the ego, it's the antakaran, in which you experience sukh and dukh. So when the antakaran is not there in the deep sleep, so we don't experience at that time. But when we get up early in the morning, we say, yes, we experience sukh. So in the deep sleep, the sukh is there, we experience sukh without object. Without any person, without any being, that proves that the happiness is there with us. And that is the fountainhead of all happiness. So it says, okay, I will give you some proof also, supporting evidence. What is the supporting evidence? Shruti. It is said in Veda. We have already experienced. Anubhuti is there. Shruti, Veda,
Veda also say that what they say, Atma is Ananda Rupa. All through the all Veda says, Atma is Ananda Sarupa. We say Satchit Ananda, Atma is Ananda Sarupa. And in Prasnopat it is said, Aram Aram Brahma Gavati. Aram Aram is every day. Brahma Gavati, we go to Brahman. हर रोज ब्रह्मन के पास जाते हैं बट वी डोंट नो हाउ इन द डीप स्लीप वी गो टू द ब्रह्मन एवरी डे वी विजिट ब्रह्मन तो अच्छा इफ दैट बी सो कैन आई एक्सटेंड माय डीप स्लीप फॉर 24 आवर्स इफ दैट बी सो ठीक है कि नहीं If we are visiting Brahman in deep sleep every day, can I make my deep sleep 24 hours? No, you cannot. Why? Because of your prarabdha. You have to get up. Every morning you get up because some of your prarabdha have fructified. You have to enjoy and suffer. That day, when the prarabdha ends, you again go back to sleep. Again, new prarabdha fructifies. Next morning you are up. So you can't extend your sleep to 24 hours. Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means it is our own experience. It is our own experience. That in the deep sleep there is so. But just now you said there is no mind, intellect. And again you are saying it is your experience. Sukh dukh is experience in the ego, that was said earlier. So is there an ego there in that time? Yes, there is an ego, but it's called very thin ego, thin ego. Since early morning I remember, that means I must have enjoyed. Because the rememberer and the enjoyer has to be one and the same entity. I can't remember your experience, you cannot remember my experience. I can remember only my experience. Therefore, when I am remembering next day morning that I slept well and I experienced sukh, that means that I also remember and enjoy in deep sleep. So there was a thin, not the full-blown ego in the Jagrit that we have got, is a thin ego still available in the deep sleep which enjoy that, but can't express it because all the instruments are closed, shut. Mind, intellect and all the organs of perception, all the organs of perception are not available in deep sleep. So it is not there. Aitihyam. Aitihyam means tradition. Tradition means in Guru Shishya Parampara, we are told that the Atman is of the nature of happiness. It is coming in Guru Shishya Parampara. My Guru has said, Bas Khatam, no more questions. Then Anuman, we infer, and the inference we have seen early morning when we get up, we infer, this is the inference, that I must have experienced. Since I remember, therefore I infer. So that proves that Atma is the Ananda Rupa. Now next topic comes, most fascinating and most difficult to understand, is the Maya. Maya. I hope nobody is here named as Maya. So let us see the what we have already studied earlier, definitions of Maya. In Tattva Bodh we have studied Brahmasraya Trigunatmika Sat Rajas Tamo Gunatmika Maya Asti. Brahmasraya, the Maya is dependent on Brahma, but Brahman is not dependent on Maya. Brahman can stay without Maya, but the Maya cannot stay without Brahman. Brahmasraya. And then Sat Rajas Tamo Gunatmika. Never say the Maya has three guna. Sat Rajas and Tamo. Maya is three guna.
Don't say Maya has three guna, as if Maya is one lady and it has got three guna. No. Maya is Triguna. Triguna means Sat, Rajas, Tamas is Maya. That's all. That is Maya Asti. In Atma Bodhi you might have studied Tat Sarupam Bhavat Utpannam Jnanam Anjasa Aham Mamaiti Cha Jnanam Badate Dig Brahmadivat.
When Tattva Swarup Anubhavat, Tattva, the essence, the Atman, Swarup, the nature, Anubhavat, when you experience it, then what will happen? Utpannam Jnanam Anjasa. Anjasa means instantly the Jnana will come. What Jnana will come? I am not Jiva, I am Brahman. Instantly it will come. Then what is this Maya? Aham Mameti Cha Jnanam. Very simple definition. Aham. Aham means I. Here I is not the self. Here I means ego. Aham mameti. This is mine. Main aur mera. Aham mameti cha agyanam. This is ignorance. Badate dik brahmadivat. Badate. It will go away. It will end. It will destroy. How? Dik. Suppose somebody is traveling at night. And it is Amavasya night. You don't know which side is east, west, north, south. The moment sunrise, immediately you can find out if this side is east. Now you can determine all the sides immediately. Similarly, once you come to know the Atma Tattva, then all the ignorance is dispelled. Khatam, sar khatam. In Ramayana, we have seen, Main aur mor torte maya, jahi bas kine jeev nikaya. Once Lakshman ji asked, we were discussing all this in our Bhajan Sandhya. When Lakshman ji asked Ram ji, and how he addresses Ram ji, not as an elder brother, he says, you are Guru, you are Bhagwan. You tell me. And he raised five questions. One question was, tell me what is maya. The Lord says, okay, I will tell you briefly. And the definition of Maya he gave, Main aur mor torte Maya, khatam. That's all. One sentence. Main, ego, mor, mera, tor tu, this is yours, you are different from me. This is Maya. Main aur mor torte Maya. Jehi bas kine jeev nikaya. Jeen hai. All, nikaya means all jiva are covered by that. There is no exception. Everybody is covered with Maya or more. That is Ajnan. In Sweta Sweta Upanishad it says, Maya tu prakritim vidyan, Mayanam tu Maheswaram. What is this Maya? Well, Maya is this Prakriti. Whatever you are saying. It's a magician thing. And who is magician? Who is Mayavi? It is a tu Maheswaram, Mahaiswar, Maheswaram. Brahmasraya Maya is the power of the Brahman. And with that power, he has made all the lokas, all everything in this world. In Brahma Puran, it is said, Esa Chaturvishnati Veda Bhinna Maya Para Prakritim Tat Samuttha. Maya means there are 24 things. What are those 24 things? Mool Prakriti Trigunatmika. This is the unmanifest form. The Maya has got two forms, manifest and unmanifest. First it is unmanifest form. From that the manifestation starts. So it is Mool Prakriti 1. Then Prakriti Vikriti are 7. Prakriti Vikriti, there is a cause and effect relationship. From that unmanifest Maya came the first Mahat Tattva. From the Mahat Tattva came Ahankar. You see the cause and effect relationship has come. First was unmanifest Maya. From that came, that was the real source. There is no source of unmanifested Maya. Don't ask what is the cause of unmanifest Maya. It's anadi, beginning, last time it is coming. From unmanifest come the Mahat Tattva. From the Mahatattva comes the Ahankar. So Ahankar is an effect and the cause is Mahatattva. From Ahankar came five Tanmatra, the subtle five great elements came from Ahankar. Effect is Tanmatra, cause is Ahankar. So Mahatattva, Ahankar and Tanmatra, five Tanmatra, Ahankar six, Mahatattva seven. Seven are categorized in the Prakriti Vikriti. They are in the relationship cause and effect. Now the last column is only Vikriti. From there nothing happened. What are that? It says Vikriti are 16. 10 Indriyas, Bahi Indriya, 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, and 5 gross elements, Thul Mahabhut. So 5 plus 5 plus 5, 16, and Mana. 5 plus 5 plus 5 is not 16, 15. 15 plus 1, 1, 16. 16 plus 7, 23. Plus 1, Moola Prakriti, Abhyakta Prakriti is 1. Then Prakriti Vikriti is 7. What were that 7 in Prakriti Vikriti? Mahatattva, Ahankar and Tanmatra. 5 Tanmatra, 5 subtle elements. And then comes the Vikriti. In Vikriti, what is there? 5 gross elements, 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, and mind. That makes 24. So Brahma Puran says, Esa Chaturvinsati Veda Vinna Maya Para Prakriti Tat Samuttara. And what is the effect of Maya? Again, Brahma Puran says, if you are experiencing all these things, then you are under the spell of Maya. Okay? So these are all Hindi words or Sanskrit words. If you have got Kama, desire, Maya. If you have got Krodha, Maya. If you have got moha, delusion, maya. If you have got fear, bhaya, it is because of maya. Because the maya has made plurality. Dvitiyat bhayam bhavati, it is said, na? Dvitiyat. When there are two, then there is a bhaya. Otherwise, there is no bhaya. Because Brahman is one alone. So that is, that post is called abhayam pad. We have to reach up to that state, abhaya pad. Fearless we will come. So if bhaya is there, visad, sok, sorrow is coming, dukkha is coming, maya. How to prove that is all dukkha are from the anatma? You all know, na? There are only two things, atma and anatma. And we have seen that atma is sadananda. It can never give you dukkha. So if atma cannot give you dukkha, by the law of remainder, who is giving us dukkha? Anatma, simple. Anatma is giving dukkha. So that means you are identified with the anatma, therefore you are getting that dukkha. Dharma, dharma. All because of maya. All because of maya. Dharma, dharma. Going to the narak and swarga, maya. Different lokas, 14 lokas are created by 5 great elements. All, everything is made by 5 great elements. That is also play of maya. Jati ashram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, body. Ashram, 4 stages of life, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanya, all related to maya. Everything is maya. The rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes. Our all likes and dislikes are about OET, worldly things. Kya chahiye? Ice cream chahiye. Like, oh, what is this ice cream? It's not atma. Likes and dislikes. All types of decision. It's all the spell of maya. Vyadhi, all types of diseases are only in the maya. all related to body, mind, intellect and ego. Vyadhi, and childhood, adulthood, old age, everything is maya. Sanyog biyog, sanyog, sadhi ho gayi sanyog. Then after that, there are two types of biyog. One is natural, another is unnatural. Natural biyog, death ho gaya, biyog ho gaya. Unnatural, death nahi hua, phir bhi biyog ho gaya. Sanyog biyog, this is all in maya. Everything is in maya. Bhog, upvas, vrat, everything is maya. Puja, jap, and Bhagwan, that also is maya. Everything is maya. So this much we have studied in our earlier discourses. So now we will see how Shankaracharya is going to explain maya in three verses, which we will take up in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha Hari Om.
One announcement is there. Our Chinmay Mission Minneapolis, they are installing Ashta Vinayak. There is only one temple in India, Ashta Vinayak, and perhaps in the America this is going to be the first temple. So they have brought 8 Ganesh Murtis from India. So many have sponsored. Murti sponsorship is $18,000. Then there is another scheme. If you want to write the mantra of Ganesh, Om Gam Ganapate Nama, they have given a standardized book. You and your family can fill up. This is called the Likhit Japa, with a donation of $101. In case you are interested, you can give your name to Asoki and we'll collect, and accordingly we'll get you the books from them.